The verse to which Hazrat Muslim Maud is referring is the verse in which Allah Ta'ala tells us of a situation where different nations who are Muslims, but they are still different distinct nations apart from each other with independent sovereignty. In such a state, if two among them disagree with each other and cannot resolve their disagreement peacefully, and there is a fear that they would begin to fight with each other, then what should happen? The Holy Quran tells us that in such a situation, the rest of the Muslim nations should get together and try to bring about a reconciliation between the two warring sections. First of all, it says that try to give a verdict and let them see light and convince that this is right and that is wrong. And if they agree and a reconciliation is effected, well and good. If not, then whoever is the transgressor, the rest of you, that is the rest of the Ummah altogether, a few other countries, join hands in bringing about force to make that country see light of reason and threaten him with force if that country doesn't agree. Threaten her with force if that country doesn't agree. So that even if that force is finally to be applied, apply that force. But still remember that Allah does not love the transgressors, so do not transgress upon the one who is at fault. Once you compel him to agree to your decision, leave it at that. Don't take any revenge from him. Don't transgress against the transgressor either. This is the whole subject matter discussed in that verse. So no previous mufassir, that is the commentator of the Holy Quran, had ever inferred from that there was a seed sown for a sort of leagues of nations. It was for the first time that Hazrat Muslim Maud pointed it out, and pointed it out by way of criticism of the Western concept of leagues of nations. Western concept of League of Nations, yes. He said that, as I have read your the rules and regulations charter. Was it a charter of League of Nations?
Yeah,
charter.
Charter?
I don't remember where it was. Charter on Human Rights, I remember, but I don't remember what it was called. Anyway, whatever it was.
It's plus UNO.
No, that is previous to. Before the UNO came into being, it was League of Nations. But whatever document controlled that, he had read that document and was commenting on that, and said that having read the rules and regulations governing the League of Nations, he finds one flaw which is going to create trouble for the future. You have laid down that the Leagues of Nations should bring about pressure upon such people who are miscreants and who can disturb the world peace. So far so good. He said that the Holy Quran also says that. But you have not put any instruments, added any instrument, in case that one section or one country does not agree with you. What is moral pressure to a country which has already decided to defy everything else? So such a country can only be made to see light if real military pressure is exerted upon it. And that provision has been made in the Holy Quran. So it's a complete book, in the sense that 1400 years ago, when there was no concept of any such thing as leagues of nations, The Holy Quran not only presented that concept, but presented it in a much better way than you can conceive today. That was, in nutshell, what he had written or said in that speech.
So, two small questions
out of it. Two small questions.
Yeah,
out of one small question.
Holy Quran quote which was? I mean, they mentioned Surat Kawthar. Surat Kawthar was that. You know, and the other question is...
The first... Let's first finish with the first small question, please.
Which surah does it cover this, statement? Quran Kareem ne ye shart rakhi hai ki jab log woh mein aapas mein...
This is not Surah Kawthar at all.
It's mentioned Surah Kawthar, sir.
No. It's Surah...
Tafsir Surah Kawthar.
In Tafsir Surah Kawthar, Hazrat Muslim Maud in Tafsir Kabir might have mentioned this, referring to another verse. That verse which I have quoted and translated before you, it is not a verse from Kawthar, because it's a very small surah. But when you comment on that surah, so many new avenues begin to open before you. That is, they open before Hazrat Muslim Maud. And discussing one of the aspects of this surah, he must have entered that domain of covering the United Nations and the warring factions, etc. So that reminded him of that verse, which happens to belong to another surah, not this one.
Thank you.
Yes. Now the second question, please.
Second out of this verse, I'm sorry, I have to ask this question. He forecasted that UN and all these League of Nations will fail because they are not Islamic.
This is what I have already told you. I remember that particular mention by Hazrat Muslim Maud, and he mentioned it in the context of what I have already explained, that because it is the charter of League of Nations is incomplete and it has a flaw, a lacuna in it. So if a time comes when some miscreant state decides to defy the public opinion, the world opinion, you have no instrument to force him, because the League of Nations Charter does not provide any possibility of force or coercion being exerted against the one who does not cooperate with the rest. That is what he means.
Okay.